I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1968. This is the day in Memphis, Tennessee, that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s final march for civil rights. If you're a regular listener to Labor History in Two, last month you heard about how AFSCME sanitation workers in Memphis went on strike to win union recognition. They were protesting low wages and poor working conditions, but city officials refused to negotiate. Dr. King came to Memphis to support the effort. On March 18th, he gave a stirring speech to a packed church, calling for a ramp up in community support of the strike. A march to City Hall was planned to bring more attention to the plight of the striking workers. Memphis city officials estimated that 22,000 students skipped school to take part in the march. Although organizers called for nonviolence, some of the young participants were fed up with the slow pace of civil rights in Memphis. Picket marchers at the end of the line began to use their signs to break store windows. The police crackdown was swift. A line of police in riot gear stretched across the street to meet the marchers. Fearing greater violence, King called off the demonstration and was quickly taken to a nearby hotel. Chaos erupted. Some stores were looted. Police met the crowd with tear gas, nightsticks, and gunfire. Gunfire that killed a 16-year-old boy. Police chased fleeing demonstrators back to a church and released tear gas inside the sanctuary. They clubbed people as they lay on the floor trying to get fresh air. Undeterred by the violence, Dr. King returned to Memphis the following week. It was there that he was murdered by an assassin's bullet, giving his life in the struggle for black sanitation workers to have dignity on the job and the right to bargain for a better life.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.